Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to the OU Women's Initiative Nach Yomi. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Tes. So there's two main segments to Perek Tes, even though one is longer than the other. It's really two main segments. The first part of the Perek is a vision, I'm not sure if that's the right word, a nevuah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and speaks to King Shlomo. And the second part of the Perek describes King Shlomo's building projects, alliances, the expanding of his kingdom, of his monarchy, building infrastructure, etc. What we're going to be doing is focusing on the first part, which is the nevuah that Shlomo Melech receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm going to summarize for you the second part of the Perek, okay? The Perek that we're summarizing now is not such a long Perek, Perek Tes, unlike some of the other Perekim that we learn. It's Chof Ches Psukim long. So what happens here is that we're in Perek Tes Psukim Yod. Yes. Perek Tes Psukim Yod through Chof Ches. Okay. Here we go. After completing the Beit HaMikdash and his royal palace, like we learned, Shlomo Melech turns to his relationship with Hiram. Remember Hiram, the king of Tzur, who supplied him with all of the wood for the Beit HaMikdash. He supplied him with cedar wood, cypress wood, as well as gold for his building projects. As payment, King Shlomo gives King Hiram 20 cities in the region of the Galilee. Wow, that's pretty amazing. No, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yir Aleph, Az Yitein HaMelech Shlomo, the Hiram Esrim Ir Be'eretz HaGalil. Amazing. Then King Shlomo gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of the Galil. Vayetzi Hiram Mitzor L'Ros Esharim, Asher Nasan Lo Shlomo, Pasuk Yir Beis. And Hiram went out, I'm supposed to be summarizing this, Oyvei. And Hiram went out from Tzor, Tyre, to see the cities in the Galil that Shlomo gave him. Velo Yashu Be'enav, he was not happy with them. Vayomer Ma'ar, so you see they have a very good relationship, because he says, what are these cities you have given me, my brother? Which is very fascinating. He called them the land of Kavul, Chaf Beis Vav Lamed, until this very day. So when Hiram goes out to inspect the cities, he's displeased with what he sees. He says, this is a land of little value. It is a land that is locked until this day. But despite this satisfaction, the alliance between King Shlomo and King Hiram continues. Hiram has provided Shlomo with a large amount of gold, and the key is that he calls him Achi, my brother, which tells us that they really do have a very strong relationship. The narrative then shifts to describe King Shlomo's extensive building projects and national organization. He establishes a system of forced labor. Who does the forced labor come from? He draws from the remaining non-Jews who are in the land, Pasuchof. Kol ha'am ha'notar min ha'amori, ha'chiti, ha'prizi, ha'chivi, v'ha'yivusi, asher lo bibnei Yisrael hema. All the nation who remains from the Amori, the Chiti, the Prizi, the Chivi, the Yivusi, that they are not from the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Masher Nosu Achreim Ba'aretz Asher Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Lahachrimam. Their children who were left in the land, the children of Israel, were not able to destroy them. Vaya'aleim Shlomo Lamas Oved Arayamazah. And Shlomo imposed upon them a tax of labor until this very day. So this forced labor comes from these non-Jewish populations in the land, the descendants of the original Canaanite people who are not fully driven out. They become a permanent labor force for King Solomon's construction and state projects, but the Bnei Yisrael are not involved in forced labor in any way. Pasuk habeis umi bnei Yisrael lo nasan Shlomo eved. From the children of Israel, Shlomo did not make them into servants. Kihem anshei hamechama. The children of Israel were not his slaves, if you will. They were men of war, v'avadav, and his servants, but not slaves. V'sarav, and his officers, v'shalishav, his officials, v'sarei richbo, prashav, the commanders of his chariots and the riders. So the bnei Yisrael served in those capacities for King Shlomo. Then the pasuk tells us, among the major building projects that Shlomo makes is the strengthening of Yerushalayim, which is, of course, the capital city. And also, he strengthens and builds something, called the Milo. Pasuk Chavdalet tells us, Az Bana Es HaMilo, Mem Lamid Vav Aleph. What is the Milo? The Milo is very, very interesting. It's from the word Milui, like to fill. It was a large structure that was filled And it was a support system for the city of Jerusalem. It was a massive earth and stone filling used to support and strengthen the city, especially because it's so hilly and on a slope. From the word lamalo, to fill. It would level and stabilize the land. It would support important structures above the land. It would strengthen the defenses of the city. So it was really a combination of retaining wall, filled terraces, and foundational infrastructure. We see that King Shlomo was like, well, we know he's very wise. He was reinforcing and expanding Yerushalayim. He's making the city strong, stable, and functional. This Milo brilliantly demonstrates political strength, engineering sophistication, as well as long-term planning. He also fortifies key cities such as Chatzor, we're told, Megiddo, the Gezer. Gezer, we're told, had been captured earlier by Paro, the king of Egypt. This is in Pasuk Tes Zayin. Gezer's a city, interesting that the Navi says, Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, Allah, Vayilkod es Gezer, Vayisrafa be'esh, Vesaknani Yoshe be'er harag, Vayidna shiluchim levito esha Shlomo. How did Shlomo get Gezer? Because Paro, the king of Egypt, ascended with his army. He captured Gezer. He burned it through fire. He killed the Canaanites, this is fair, the king of Egypt, who were in the city. And then he gave it as a dowry to his daughter, the wife of King Shlomo. In addition, Shlomo built storage cities, chariot cities, cities for the horsemen. It demonstrates the growth of a strong and organized state. He has military infrastructure, economic infrastructure. At the end of the parak, towards the end of the parak, we return briefly to the Beit HaMikdash. The Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'ha'ala Shlomo Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Olod Ushlamim Al Mizbeach Asher Bana La'Hashem V'hakter Ito Asher Lifnei Hashem V'shileim Erab By that is verse 25, Pasuk Hey. 3 times a year, Shlomo offered up burnt offerings, Ola, Karbanos that are burnt offerings, Shlamim, peace offerings upon the altar, Al Mizbech, that he built to Hashem. And never more than that, he burned incense, Ketorah, spices, before the Lord, and he completed, Vishilam, he completed the house. Furthermore, finally, the parak concludes with Shlomo's involvement in international trade. So this is really telling us about alliances, Hiram, Paro. It's telling us about his physically building up the city and structures in the city. It's telling us about forced labor from the nations of the world, the Canaanite nations. It's telling us what positions the Bnei Israel had in his kingdom. And at the end of the parak, we learn about his involvement in international trade. Fascinating, he builds a fleet of ships by Etzion Gever, Pasuk Chavav, Va'ani, like from the word Aniyo. Va'ani Asa HaMelech Shlomo Be'etzion Gever. So interesting. King Shlomo made a fleet of ships in Etzion Gever, Asher Et Elot Al Sfat Yamsuf Be'eretz Edom. And Etzion Gever, which is beside Elot, on the shore of the Red Sea. This is a big commercial spot. You need access to the sea in order to be able to trade, in order to be able to send shipments to all kinds of other places. He partners again with Hiram, who has experienced sailors who assist the men. Together, they travel to a place called Ophir, Pasuk Chaf Ches. They bring back large quantities of gold, further increasing King Shlomo's wealth and influence. So we really see here, the Pesukim are really describing the height of King Shlomo's power. He's expanding the kingdom. He's strengthening alliances. He's building infrastructure. He's also accumulating great wealth, and he's still maintaining service of Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash. Now we are going to go, that's sort of like, I guess, the introduction, although it turned out to be the first half of this year. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So we're delving into both parts of the parak today, not only the second half of the parak. Okay, so here we go. Let's go back to the beginning now. Okay, parak tes, psukim aleph through tes. Shlomo receives a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was when King Shlomo finished building the house of Hashem, the Beit HaMelech and the house of the king. Remember, he built the Beit HaMikdash and he built his own palace. He was so wealthy, he was so powerful, he was so strong, he was so wise, he built everything that he desired to do. At that point, when he finished all of his building projects, Pasuk Beis, Vayera Shama Shlomo Sheini, Kasher Nira Elav Begiven. Remember, Given Hashem appeared and said, what do you want? And he said, I want to leave Shomei. And Hashem said, I'm going to make you the smartest person ever. So Hashem appeared to him again a second time, like he appeared to him in Givan. Pasuk Gimel. And Hashem said to him, Shamati et tfilotcha. ve'at t'chinatcha asher hitchananto lifanai. I have heard your prayer, your tefillah, and your supplication that you entreated before me. Hikdashti et habayit hazeh. I have sanctified, I have made holy, I have set aside and apart this house, asher banita, that you built, lasum shmi sham ad olam, to place my name there forever. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem, Shemos 25:8. Shachanti, to dwell, mishkan, the precursor to the Beit HaMikdash, the root word, of course, forms also shachain and shechina. And here we know that Hashem is saying, my Shechina is going to rest there. I have sanctified this house that you built to put my name there forever. The Mishkan was the first structure for servicing Am Yisrael. That was the Makom HaSharas HaShechina. And that's where the word Mishkan comes from, HaSharas HaShechina, which of course is the root word Shechin. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, says, a Jew should see himself as he lives at 12 Harabaya. Hashem lives at 13 Harabaya, and they are in very good terms. It's not only Shin Chaf Nun, the root word of Mishkan, Shachanti, Shechina, but of course, it's the Shawish of Shachin, neighbor. A neighbor is someone who's very close to you. You wouldn't say your neighbor lives in the next town. You wouldn't say your neighbor lives in another state. You wouldn't say your neighbor lives in another country. A neighbor is someone who's close to you. So that's how we should view Kosh Baruch Hu. Salvechik says a Jew should see himself as if I live at 12 Harabaya, Hashem lives at 13 Harabaya, and we are in very good terms. Hashem says, I have heard your prayer on your supplication that you entreated before me. I have sanctified this house that you have built to place my name there forever. Hashem says, my eyes and my heart will be there all the days. Pasuk Dal. But now Hashem gives Shlomo a warning. And this is a warning that is repeated so many times in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah for us. Va'ata, and you, im teveich lefanai, Hashem is talking to Shlomo, as for you, if you go before me, kasher halach David avicha, like David your father went before me, bitam levav, with a pure heart, ubi yosher, and with yashrus, with straightness, walk with me upright, la'aso kechosher tzivitich, to do everything that I have commanded you, chukai, umishpatai, tishmar, my chukim, and my mishpatim, my statutes, my ordinances, you will guard. If you do that, v'hakimoti et kisei mamlachtecha, I will establish and uphold and ensure that the throne of your malchus is enduring al Yisrael le'olam, over Israel forever, kasher dibarti al David avicha, like I spoke about David to David, about David your father, leimor, lo yikarei lecha ish me'al kisei Yisrael. Hashem promised David, no man of yours will be eliminated from upon the throne of Israel. However, Im shav teshuvan, Hashem continues, Pasuk Vav, Im shav teshuvan atam ubnechem me'acharai. But if you and your children turn away from after me, velo tishmu mitzvotai, and you do not guard my mitzvah, chukotai, my ordinances, my chukim, asher natalti lifnechem, that I have placed before you, v'halachtem, v'avadatem Elohim acherim, and you go, and you worship gods of others, v'ishtachavitem lam, and you bow down, and you worship them. Hashem is warning, he's saying, I'm going to be with you. My name is always going to be called upon this house that you have built for me. When, if you go in my ways, if you live the life of a Torah-committed Jew, if you live a life like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says of Yashrus, but if you turn away from you and your children, and you go and you worship gods of others, I mean, we say this every single day in the Shema, Parak Yod Aleph, Sukkim Yod Gimel through Chaf Aleph, the paragraph that we call V'hayim Shema Tishmu. The whole paragraph is on if then, V'hayim Shema Tishmu, V'nasati Matar Tzchem Bito, if we listen to the mitzvos and we love Hashem, and we serve Him, there will be blessing. Pen Yiftel Levavchem V'sartem V'adatem you ask your heart turn and stray and you worship gods of others, the heavens will close up. It's a warning that's repeated over and over, and Hashem is telling it here to King Shlomo. Like it says in the Shema, Pasuk Zayin, I will eliminate, I will cut off Israel from upon the face of the land that I have given to them. As for the house that I have sanctified for my name, I will send away from before me. So our destiny really depends on us. When we adhere to Torah, when we strengthen Maisim Tovim, when we become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we love Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael, and we live a life of Yashrus like a Jew, it is a reciprocal relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to rest amongst you. I want to be amongst you. If we turn and worship gods of others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he is Kavyach, forced to terminate his part of the agreement as well. V'hai Yisrael l'masha v'lishanina b'chala amim. Israel will become like a proverb and a story, a mockery amongst all the nations. Pasuk Ches, v'abayit hazeh yu elyon, yihyeh elyon, kol over alav, yisham v'sharak. This house will have an upheaval. Everyone who passes by will be astonished. They will whistle, they will shriek, they will call it in amazement. V'amru! Everyone who passes by, you say, will say, wow, for what did Hashem do this to this land and to this house? Pasuk Tes. Va'amru al asher azvu at Hashem elokeihem asher hotzi at avotam eretz Yisrael. Because they abandoned Hashem their God who took out their forefathers from the land of Egypt. Va'yachziku be'elohim acherim. And they strengthened their connection to gods of others. Va'yishtaklu lahem va'yavdum. And they bowed down to him and they worshiped them. Al kein hevi Hashem aleihem et kol harazo. Therefore Hashem brought upon them all of this bad. It's a very clear and explicit warning that when we go on the ways of Hashem, the Shekhinah will dwell amongst us and within us. And Rachman Hashem, when we do not go on the ways of Hashem, the opposite will be true. It's just very, very interesting that these psukim appear almost verbatim in Sefer Devarim, Parah Chaf Tes, Psukim Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hey. Almost the exact same thing. Va'amru, I'm quoting now from Devarim. Va'amru kol ha'goyim, alma asa Hashem kacha, la'aretz hazo, mechari ha'af, ha'gado hazah. The nations will all say, why did Hashem do this to the land? Why is there such a great wrath of Hashem? Va'amru, and they will say, al asher azvu abrit Hashem elkei avodam, because they abandoned the covenant with Hashem, the God of their fathers, that he enacted with them when he took him out from the land of Egypt. Va'yechu, they went and they worshipped gods of others, gods that they did not know, powers that they did not know. And so we see it's not the exact same lesson, but it's very, very similar. So we have to, every one of us, and I'm talking to Michal Horowitz, every one of us needs to take upon ourselves to re-strengthen our commitment to Am Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to Torah Yisrael. And when we walk in the proper path, that is the surest way, Be'ezer Hashem, to bring the full manifestation of the Shekhinah and the ultimate Geula back to our nation and our land, Be'ezer Hashem, once again. This class is dedicated anonymously as a zchut for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day to all.